Do aliens exist, and are they among us? Are weird creatures lurking in the darkness? Do evil entities hide in the shadows of your bedroom while you sleep? Join us as we explore all this and more on the Warped Reality Podcast.
What's going on, all you crazy ghost enthusiasts out there? It's your boy, Ghost Joe. Welcome to episode 15 of the Warped Reality Podcast. It's been a crazy, last 2 weeks, everybody. I'm back to work now after my two-week stint of the coronavirus. Wasn't too bad. I was stuck in bed for a little while, probably a few extra days longer than I should have. But, you can never be too careful, right? Not too much lately. I've been watching tons of found footage movies, and I can't wait to talk to you guys about that today. I have a little review on pretty much a lot of them that I did, but not anything that's really a spoiler. So you're going to like it, I think. Some regular segments, as you're aware of. I read it on Reddit. And, so... sit back and enjoy the show, everybody. So, have you guys ever heard of the alien abduction of Mr. Carl Higdon? Neither have I until I just, was doing some research for this show. And I came across this this gentleman's experience, and I figured you guys might want to hear about it. So here we go. On the afternoon of October 25th, 1974, in the deep forests of Medicine Bow National Forest in Carbon County, Wyoming, an avid hunter, 41-year-old Carl Higdon, was in the middle of a hunting... You guys know I read this stuff, but I do it in my own thing here. He was in the middle of a little hunting thing, hunting large elk. As he fired his gun in the direction of his prey, Mr. Higdon claims that time seemed to have slowed down as to where his bullet was slowly drifting towards the elk, and in complete silence, kind of like the Matrix, bullet time type thing. It seemed to have hit an invisible wall of sorts, and the elk had since had run away. In the middle of this happening, Carl noticed that he wasn't the only intelligent life form there. He turned to see a large 6-foot humanoid dressed in skin-tight black jumpsuit, reminiscent of a diver's wetsuit. The creature possessed a slit-like mouth that concealed 3 large teeth on the top and bottom, antennas, and a jawless head. That's creepy. The creature had a pointy appendage sticking out of its wrist where its right hand would have been, and nothing at all on his left. This humanoid then spoke to Carl, asking if he would like to ride in his spaceship. With nothing else to do, Carl agreed and was taken 163,000 light miles away with the being that called himself Also One. And he traveled to his planet. The humanoid had also asked Carl if he was hungry at some point, at which Carl had said, yeah, I could eat. And a bag of 4 pills floated toward him. Carl had taken one, and Also One had said that he would be good for 3 days of nourishment with that one pill. Upon his return, Carl was taken to the hospital in an amnesia-like state, not even remembering who his wife was right away. Later on, under hypnosis, Carl recollected many of the aforementioned details. There was a book written about his encounter titled Alien Abduction of the Wyoming Hunter, First Person Story of Carl Higdon, October 25th, 1974. That's a long title for a book, but it was written by his wife, Marjorie. I mean, I'm not sure I'm buying this guy's story. His responses to an otherworldly being seem quite nonchalant, like, yeah, I could eat. Yeah, sure, I'll take a ride on your spaceship. And his description of the alien seems more like the aliens on an old episode of The Twilight Zone or Mork and Mindy, if you guys are old enough to know who Mork and Mindy was. And that big-headed, you know, than the big-headed gray dudes that we've all heard of, you know? So what's your take on it? Do you think Carl Higdon is a reputable source? Do you think maybe he was taking some other pills to see this, otherworldly being? Let me know. Please email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. So the next thing I'd like to talk to you guys about is some UFO stuff. So the Pentagon will soon open an office focused exclusively on investigating UFO sightings. According to the statement released by the U.S. Department of Defense on July 20th, the new office, named the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO, will serve as a central hub that collects, investigates, and manages reports of UFO sightings across the Department of Defense, which includes the U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force. The office will synchronize the federal government's efforts to detect, identify, and attribute objects of interest, and, as necessary, to mitigate any associated threats to safety of operations and national security, according to the statement. This includes anomalous, unidentified space, airborne, submerged, and transmedium objects. Transmedium objects, if you guys don't know, is something that, if you remember, there was a UFO sighting, I believe, that was captured by the Navy, where it goes from the air all the way down into the ocean or into a body of water or vice versa. So that's transmedium, something that goes in the water, in the air, on land. Also, in 2020, the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence called for an inquiry into UFOs, or Unidentified Aerial Phenomenon, UAPs, as the government prefers to call them, citing concerns that there was no unified government approach for collecting and analyzing reports of such sightings. In June 2021, the Pentagon released a report on more than 140 UFO sightings by Navy pilots and concluded that there was no evidence of alien activity in any of these instances. Now, let's think about this. When has the government really ever told us the truth about anything? So you're saying that 140 UFO sightings they've delved into, and they're just saying, oh yeah, no, it's not aliens, but you're not saying what it is, you know? Numerous Freedom of Information Act requests have also resulted in more than 1,500 pages of UFO-related materials being released by the government, including strange reports that certain UFO encounters reportedly left witnesses with radiation burns and unaccounted-for pregnancy. That's some serious UFO stuff going on there. By the way, all this UFO stuff I'm talking about is on livescience.com. It's a great site. Check it out. So have you guys ever heard of the term creepypasta, but you never really knew what it was? Yeah, me neither. I mean, it's funny because I've been into this stuff for so many years and I've heard that term before, but I just thought it was some silly term. I didn't really know that there was a real meaning behind it. So creepypasta, is basically, it's a term given to internet-based horror urban legends that were created on websites and forums, added to and changed around by various people, with many of them of an unknown origin. So creepypasta is a variation of the word copypasta, which refers to blocks of text that get shared across the internet. You know, copy, paste. Copypasta, in turn, got its name from the actions of copy and pasting, right? That's what I just said. Some of the most notable ones are Slender Man. If you ever heard of Slender Man, he is a creepypasta, which means that there really is no basis behind Slender Man. It was basically just an urban legend. Jeff the Killer, the Russian sleep experiment, which is quite crazy when I read about that one, and Smile Dog. There are also many reference TV shows with lost episodes like Squidward's Suicide, a lost episode of The Simpsons, and even a creepypasta about the Rugrats. Do you guys know any creepypasta legends? Email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com and share them with me, and I'd love to put it on there. You could also email me with an audio clip, and I will definitely play it on the show, with full credit to you, of course. So please do so. I love fan interaction. I love to hear other people's experiences and encounters, so please do that as well. So now on to one of my favorite segments, I Read It on Reddit. So this one is called Adult Store Ghosts. I've only told this story 3 times in my life, and I get chills every time I talk about it. I was just thinking about what happened, and it had never occurred to me there's a subreddit where I can share it. I'm going to heavily moderate this, so it's not removed for breaking any rules. Anyways, I used to work at an adult store, you know, where you buy adult things. It was a small shop that only required one employee on shift. In the front of the store was adult merchandise. To the left and to the right was the employees area, cash register, switchboards, supplies, movies for the theater area, and desktop for cameras. And towards the employees counter, there was a doorway with a shade separating them leading to the theater. If you've never been to an adult store, I mean, I don't know if you guys have, you know, let me know. I don't know if I don't know what that is. I have to explain the switchboard and theater. The theater was essentially laid out in the shape of a 3 or backwards E. Along the halls were booths where you can go in and watch adult films, you know, just sit there and watch some, you know, adult films. The booths had doors to them for privacy. The switchboard was essentially an occupant counter, so if someone was in the room and they closed the door, the switchboard would light up with the room number, so I knew that there was an occupant in there. It was close to the end of the closing shift. We closed at 3 a.m., not related to the witching hour, just coincidence. There were 5 people in the theater, all regulars who I knew by name. I guess everybody should know their customers, right? I announced that we were closing in 20 minutes and it's time to start exiting the theater. I watched from the cameras as my regulars started to leave. I saw the switchboard lights disappear and said goodbye to all of them. Per company policy, before we did our theater checks, which was making sure everyone was actually gone, we would announce the theater and store are closed, and I'd be coming back to look in all of the booths. Doing this had never scared me. I knew these men, and they were all pretty much older men who had to live in secrecy, and this was their only way to connect with lovers or friends in privacy. So I pulled back the curtain, despite knowing everyone was gone, and yelled, "Shop is closing!" This is where I get the chills. You ever hear a noise from far away, but your ears know exactly where it came from? Picture the hallways in the shape of an E. But I am at the top prong of the E, standing right behind at the beginning of the hallway. I heard a voice reply, "Okay," from the lower prong of the E, all the way from the end and last hallway. It felt like my blood drained from the top of my body and went straight to my toes. I had never felt that before. Maybe it was a light or maybe it was a fight or flight instinct. My body didn't immediately think paranormal. I felt danger because I knew exactly who was back there. I saw everyone who went in and out and regularly checked the cameras. And I saw all 5 regulars leave. I jumped backwards, almost falling, and backed into the corner of the employee section by the register. For some reason, my instinct is to make sure nothing can come up behind me. I yelled again, "The store is closing, so if you're not out in 1 minute, you're getting locked in." No reply. I look at the desktop and switchboard, praying I somehow made a mistake, or the switchboard was wrong, and I see someone walk out in embarrassment that I rushed them. No one came out. I quickly grabbed my belongings and walked out of the store with my back to the door and locked up, not even shutting off any lights or doing any of my job duties. Normally, I'd go in every booth making sure no one was there, but I couldn't bring myself to do it. I called my manager and explained what happened, and I told him I may have locked someone in the store. My manager told me if someone was locked in, they'd have to wait until 8 a.m. to be let out, because it wasn't worth calling the police over. I waited all day, didn't sleep in anticipation that I'd get a call saying I had left someone in the store and I was fired. But that call never came. I went home, and the next shift I was on, my manager showed me the footage of me getting spooked, but there was no audio. He said he could tell I was scared, and then informed me that the store had been around since the 70s, and there had been numerous passings in the theater due to adults using enhancers, if you know what I mean. I worked 3 more shifts and refused to do my hourly theater checks. Then I quit. I can't bring myself to go back into that store. I just can't. When I told this story, people have asked if there was windows that the person could have jumped out of. No. The theater was completely shut off, and the only window in the store was a big display window, which was disconnected from the actual store. You need a key to get into that display window, because obviously they can't display the products to the public. So what do you guys think? Do you think that there was a ghostly figure, you know, enjoying some adult stuff? Let me know. All right, everybody. So here is the segment that everybody's been waiting for. So those of you that know me know that I love horror movies, but I've been delving into a genre that I may have forgotten about for years. That's the found footage genre. You know, the shaky camera, first person type movies. I've been on what I'd like to call a found footage frenzy, if you will. And I'd like to tell you many of the movies that I've seen so far and my thoughts on them with as little spoilers as I can do. So I have seen some of the super popular ones, of course, like the Blair Witch Project and Paranormal Activity 1-4 and the marked ones. Of course, those are now considered classics and groundbreaking in the genre, but the first found footage film I had actually seen was called the McPherson Tape, which you can actually watch on YouTube. It was actually made before the Blair Witch, and it follows a family getting together for a child's birthday party that is rudely crashed by some out-of-this-world guests. It definitely has its scary moments, and it is very convincing. Some other good alien found footage films include Area 51, Skinwalker Ranch, Cloverfield, which is obviously a big budget, and The Fourth Kind, which is another big budget. All great in their own way, but out of those, I think The Fourth Kind is the best. As far as haunted house type stuff, which is my favorite, Grave Encounters 1 and 2 are freaking amazing. If you have not seen Grave Encounters, go find it and watch that movie right now. You will love it. It's awesome. The acting, the comedy, and the scares are all amazing. Hell House LLC is another great series in the subgenre. And if you ask found footage fans, they will definitely concur. Lake Mungo is also in this category, but I felt it to be very boring with not much of a payoff. It was documentary style, and maybe I didn't get it, but I found myself fast-forwarding through it. The Possession ones that I've seen were excellent, such as The Possession of Michael King, played brilliantly by Shane Johnson, who is a very accomplished actor. My favorite part is that you see him becoming possessed, in a way that most films don't really show. Another is The Taking of Deborah Logan. This film is freaking scary. I'll put it up there with The Exorcist on the scare level. It's awesome. Phenomenal movie. Another series fan favorite are the Wreck movies. This is more of a virus type thing and can strike a chord with the way the world has been going lately. As Above, So Below is a great film with many different aspects. It's a little slow moving in the beginning, but it picks up and becomes an awesome experience. So the VHS series and the Dark Tapes are like compilation short story found footage movies. Pretty badly acted, but some freaky moments in both. Host and Unfriended are films that take place just using like Zoom, basically. They are scientific studies saying that Host is the scariest movie ever made, I don't see it. I actually liked Unfriended a little better. Exists is the only Bigfoot found footage film I've seen so far, and I really enjoyed it. Very scary. And what I liked was that you actually see a video of Bigfoot in there, which I thought was pretty cool, because I figured, like, oh, they're not going to show, you know, Bigfoot in it. But they did, and it was pretty awesome. Afflicted was a different movie than all of these, but what an amazing movie. It's probably my favorite so far in the found footage genre, and I highly, highly recommend it. The psychological found footage movies I've seen so far, though, are Creep, Creep 2, and Megan is Missing. The Creep movies were really good. I thought the actor really portrays his character very, very well, and he definitely leaves you with an uneasy feeling. It's pretty intense. You definitely got to see those Creep movies. Okay, so that's my list. I left one out. All right, so here goes. Megan is Missing is by far one of the most vile, grotesque, uncomfortable, and cringiest movies I have ever seen. But it's a damn good film. I don't want to give anything away, but if you have children, especially a daughter, be ready for this one. Again, great movie, but I will never watch it again. I'm adding this to my little thing here, so I'm doing this on the fly right now. I just finished watching The Pyramid, and that one was another great movie. You'll definitely enjoy The Pyramid. I think that goes up there with Wreck and Afflicted and all those great found footage films. So that's my list, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'm sure I left some of your favorites out. If you've seen some great found footage movies that I did not mention, if you agree, disagree, please email me, ghostshowny@gmail.com, and let me know. So listen, guys, I was just trying to fill up some more space over here, and I figured, you know what, I'm going to get a real experience with you guys, and I hope you enjoy it and take it for what it is. If you have any kind of, you know, explanation for what I might have experienced, I'd love to hear it. ghostshowny@gmail.com. So those of you that know me, don't know me, whatever, my mom had passed away about 11, 12 years ago, unexpectedly. We didn't know if she was sick or whatever, and me and my father found her. This is a very personal story, by the way, if you haven't noticed. So, I am, you know, as I said, I'm a correction officer, and I work tons and tons and tons of hours, upwards of 90 hours a week at times, with no meal breaks, by the way. So, you know, let's be honest with you, you know, when I get out of work, after working 17, 18, 19, 20 hours, I just want to go straight home. I don't want to stay and take a nap. I don't want to pull over. I just want to get home. I want to sleep in my own bed, even if it's only for a couple hours. So this one day, a couple months ago, I was driving home, and I noticed, you know, of course, I started to drift off. I was in the middle lane on a highway, going quite fast, keeping with the speed limit, of course. And, but you know, I'm flying, you know, and, you know, trying to get home to my family. So I was driving, and I fell asleep at the wheel. It's happened numerous times, but this one was kind of scary. So when I was falling asleep at the wheel, I heard beeping, you know, a car horn honking, and my car started drifting over. I was in the middle lane. My car started drifting over to the left. But I was so tired, and I didn't really wake up, but I heard that honking in the back of my mind. Now, I still couldn't really do anything about it, you know, and from what I remember, I kind of looked in my side mirror and I didn't see anything, which to me means that the car was so close that it was in my blind spot and I couldn't see it. But I kept hearing the honking. Now, of course, like I said, I was so tired. I obviously didn't have a good reaction time. I don't even have a reaction time when I'm fully awake. So you can imagine how my reaction time must be when I'm freaking sleeping, driving. So I started drifting over. I heard the car honking, excuse me. And I kind of embraced, I braced for a hit. For that, you know, that crash. And it didn't happen because I felt like my car was being pulled back into the center lane. Now, I know it wasn't me, but I felt as if like a magnet was on the right side of my car, pulling it back into that left lane and back into that middle lane. And it was crazy, man. Like it was like something I've never felt before. And I've had paranormal experiences. If you've heard my show before, you've heard it before. You've heard some of my stories. But this one was a little different. And I got pulled back into the center lane. And then, you know, I came to a little bit and I said, oh my God, like that was, somebody was looking out for me. You know, it just was not my time to go, you know, and this is a very personal story, guys. So I hope you appreciate it. And, you know, I'm bearing my soul here. So it was pretty crazy. Like I said, I've had different experiences, even as far as like dreaming, you know, with my mom in it and, you know, actually feeling physical stuff in the real world with that. But this one was something else, man. Somebody was definitely looking out for me, whether it was my mom or somebody else, but it definitely was not my time to go. And just to end it off on a different note here, you know, when I came to and I was like driving, I said, you know what? I better stay awake for the rest of the time because I don't know if I'm going to get it again. You know, like the Spider-Man thing in Family Guy, you know, everybody probably gets one, you know, so I didn't want to chance it again. So I stayed awake and, you know, I just kept going. So now whenever I feel that tired, I'll stop and get some coffee before. But yeah, guys, that was my personal experience. I hope you enjoy it. If you had any kind of experience like that, please ghostjoeny@gmail.com. Thanks a lot, guys. So that's my time, everybody. I hope you enjoyed my show. I hope you enjoyed my little segments and my stories and stuff. If you did, again, I'm sorry I keep mentioning it, but ghostjoeny@gmail.com. And yeah, let me know. Check out my TikToks. Check out my social media stuff. You know, I'd love to hear from everybody. And yeah, so have a good night, everybody. And don't forget to change your, and by the way, do you guys know why I say don't forget to change your shorts? I say that because, you know, like, you know, pooping in your pants because you're so scared, that kind of thing. You know, I don't know if you really got that, but you know, it's kind of silly, but hey, that's just me. I'm a little silly. So don't forget to change your shorts. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Warp Reality Podcast. For more episodes, guest info, social media links, merch, and more, please check out warpedrealitypodcast.com. If you have a paranormal experience you would like to share, questions, comments, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can leave me a voicemail at 845-379-1331 or email me at ghostjoeny@gmail.com. You can do so anonymously if you'd like. Also, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or warpedrealitypodcast.com. Have an awesome night, everyone, and don't forget to change your shorts.